Piper's Venom Tart with Cream.
Hurrah!
As intended.
It's her, the sparkling diamond.
Well, I see my first patient is here. If you could just see her in, thank you.
Ohakmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohakmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire & Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Episode 28, Destiny to Doc Samson.
Destiny.
What?
Okay. Irene Adler, apparently named for the Sherlock Holmes character.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Is an Austrian mutant who appears to be at least in her 60s, but is actually like 100.
I mean, good for her. That's pretty good.
And she's Mystique's best friend and advisor in the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. Her power is precognition. She sees the future in her surrounding area. Though the further into time she looks, the less accurate she is. But the future is all she sees. Otherwise, she's blind. She's a wise lady, never getting into fights, but rather overlooking the battlefield somewhere and keeping Mystique informed. Not much is known about her, but she has been widowed at least once. She sometimes uses a crossbow, as seen in the picture below, where she threatens some senator.
Whoa!
Yeah, that senator has some hair. Yeah. I know we're not supposed to be judging this senator.
Yeah, but the senator is a not for me.
Like, that looks like bad glasses and a bad suit.
Senators these days.
Bad
rap.
I have a question. Is it actually blue or is it like supposed to be black or something?
No, it's that grayish blue.
That's a weird choice.
So she
almost lilac.
How is this the body of a 60-year-old?
I mean,
science
for her.
Of aliens.
Well, she's in her 60s, but she looks like she's 60, but she's like at least 100, so probably.
Yeah, but that's just not 60. No,
60. No.
Her face, and she's got like gray hair, and
without
the mask.
That's why she's wearing a mask.
Okay.
Without the mask, you can tell.
Her boobs aren't crazy perky. Mm.
She's small. Very, very long, like hips. Her waist, or there's something. Like, she has a very small torso a long butt to knee situation.
Like, those thighs are long, and I think it's where, like, the smallest part of her waist is should have been a little lower.
Yeah. It looks like someone wearing a Depends, which makes sense.
That more definitely.
Okay. But I agree. It does. Her, the like, actually on her body part looks like a bathing suit of a grandmother.
Okay, yeah
I
agree with
that. When women get older, the, like, butt situation gets, like, longer.
Oh, great.
Something to look forward to.
I know this cape thing sort of can close. I think I've seen her where she's just, like, you know, the line for the cape is actually, like, a cloak.
Okay.
I do actually like the fact that the cape is closer to her body. Mm-hmm. Like, usually the capes are, like, huge, like, they take up the entire room kind of capes, and this, like, one's, like, closer, which I think is nice.
I love the cape.
Yeah. It's a good cape.
I like the cape, and it's, like, there's no wind machine in it either. It's, like, just, like, chilling there.
Mm-hmm.
I like
the collar on the cape.
Oh, yes, exactly, yeah.
Oh, I love the collar.
The neck part, is it tied to the hat?
I think so, if you look at the picture below. It looks like
There's no exposed neck, for sure.
Okay, is her head that big, or is just she has, like, gigantic hair?
Like, is she, like, Bride of Frankenstein?
Well, you know, like, those cool grandmas or,
cool?
Or those older spinsters that used to teach me English in high school?
Sure.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, super long hair, but tied up in, a like, this giant bun.
Okay.
That's what she wears.
Okay. Wow.
And so that fits in that helmet.
Who here has seen Thumbelina?
I did!
Yes,
okay.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that.
When she gets married at the end and everything, it looks like the headdress she's wearing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fucking ugly.
Yeah, but it looks like this.
Yeah,
So what's up with the mask?
Well, she doesn't need to see.
Yeah.
But why do we not get to see her?
Like, is it made out of gold?
If you were a super criminal, wouldn't you hide your face?
It kind of wears me out because it's obviously different from her skin color, but it's not that different from her skin color. I think that's what's bothering you. Even her skin color?
I mean, presumably, I don't know.
It's like when you see people wearing beige pants.
Yes! Yeah, no, I hate it.
But, like, with the face, and then you're like, do they just not have features?
I like that there is, like, a cheekbone situation, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Random definition, just like eyebrows eyes. And one yeah. cheekbone.
Imagine how uncomfortable a mask that close to your cheekbones is.
Can you breathe?
Can you smile? No. Answer is no.
Is it
no,
but just plastic wrap? Glue it to your face.
I get the impression she's a pretty serious woman. I don't think she's a laugh riot.
She's no, like, that senator's not giggling. Like, in my mind, she doesn't even talk in that mask. How could she?
I kind of like the idea of her not talking. Like, of just being wise and being there and being, like, few words.
Mm. Yeah, that's
but she has that vibe.
Yeah.
But as a counselor to Mystique, of course, she speaks.
Just not a lot.
Well, that's not exactly true, because she was written by Chris Claremont, who was like really defined the X-Men in the 80s, and it's speech bubble city.
Oh,
it's
does she speak
like
with
today?
The mask?
It looks dated just because there's so much talking.
Does she speak with the mask or like she never takes it off?
I've seen her without it.
Okay, she does. Like I know she can, but does
it's
she?
Not like oh, take off the mask, speak, put back the mask.
Okay, yeah,
that would be unpractical.
It would, yeah. Yeah. What's one thing that I'm not sure about is the fact that it's all the same color. I don't love that.
Yeah.
I don't know why it bothers me, but it just does.
I think it's very old lady-ish. They tend to be very matchy-matchy.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like you get the lilac pants that have the lilac shirt and a cardigan, and the shoes are like slightly still purple, and the bag has like purple
yeah, exactly.
flowers
it's not,
too.
It's matching. It's not coordinating colors.
No.
It's just the same all over.
And I find that it's a nice color.
But it's a bit
not
boring.
For your clothes.
Well, like, there is something, like, faintly, like, old-school elegant about it.
Yeah.
Like, she would have worn this when this was in fashion.
Imagine.
She just never changed that.
Never changed it.
Imagine without, like, the mask and head thing, with her long gray hair.
Yeah, that would help.
Cool. It would look so cool.
Mm-hmm. Even with the bun would have still been cool.
Yeah. But, like, flowy with the cape and everything.
I think even with her hair down, but still the mask,
that would still work better.
Yeah.
That would have been cooler. Why is she shooting a crossbow?
Because that's the era she's from.
Well, she is a 100-something?
At least. I mean, I don't know if they were going for she was actually the inspiration for Irene Adler. So it would have been a contemporary of Arthur Conan Doyle. I don't know if that's what they were going for with that name, or if it's just like a cute literary reference. I never caught it when I was a teenager reading this, but today.
Of course.
You're the master of literature that
today,
you are.
Today I went, what the?
Of course.
Is her power useful?
I mean, she can see the future.
Yeah. I was going to say, I would like
to a point.
Yeah.
Well, when they're coordinating battles... It's like she's there and she goes, okay, well, you know, Colossus is going to come out of that corner. Watch out for Wolverine. She sees the near future very easily, so she can tell what the X-Men are doing.
And then she calls you up and it's like, don't forget the cookies in the oven.
Oh my god, she
useful.
Definitely needs that.
Oh, yeah. That would be really useful, actually.
Is Destiny hot or not?
This one is okay, but the one we created with their hair down,
that's hot.
Really hot.
I like that she's older.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't know if hot applies to, like, I wouldn't call my grandma hot.
But
I'd call her elegant.
But in this outfit?
If she was wearing this.
This is your grandma. These are your grandma's thighs.
Your unlikely. Grandma's thighs.
This is your grandma's boob window right there.
Like, is that what you call cleavage, Mike?
No.
Boob window?
Well, no, because it's just like a diamond shape.
I don't have any boob window today.
It's not a collar.
I have a boob window?
Yeah.
It's
like a teardrop window.
Yeah, she does.
Right there.
Did you have to touch my boobs? I didn't really. I touched the laces. Anyway.
Can you
stop
see
putting
it,
your fingers in other people's boob windows.
There is a boob window, okay? It's being super clear.
I think it would be more like I admire her.
Yeah, so I think she's cool.
Yeah.
But I think she's hot.
Nah. I think she's hot.
Me too.
There's a word I'm looking for and I can't find it. It's very unfortunate for all of you.
Boob window?
It was boob window.
Hashtag boob window.
No, there's an elegance about her that's sort of like, I think I would like her, since she does like counsel people and stuff, I wish she would just, like, whisper the counseling in their ears.
Yeah, like, you never hear her say words.
Yeah, there's something very stoic and statue-like about her.
Majestic.
Yeah.
Like, she feels like she should be in The Wizard of Oz or something.
I want to see her in a green cape.
All right, take your crayons out. Let's ruin some comics.
I have some in my purse.
I know you do. Deviants.
What?
Okay.
A million years ago, the giant celestials toyed with humanity's DNA, creating evolutionary offshoots like the Inhumans, as we've seen, but also the Deviants. In addition to having different physical mutations, they were the first race on Earth to develop technology. They used it to build a civilization on the now sunken continent of Lemuria. Their own genetic experiments created a subterranean race we've yet to see, and the water-breathing Atlanteans. Though their heyday is past, some 2,000 still live underground. Because they find having children distasteful.
Yeah. Children, I agree.
Fair enough. Yeah. Same.
Well, children never look like their parents and are often repellent to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They,
tell me about it.
That's why they haven't really cared to grow their numbers. Since this issue was written... Underground Lemuria has become a member of the United Nations, but doesn't interact much with humanity. They find us even uglier than their kids. The pictures show a deviant leader being paraded around one of their cities by human slaves, their leader Crow, who we'll see later, on his throne, and a random crowd of deviants. The headshots of known deviants include the warlord Crow, he'll appear later, the now-dead monarch Toad, the priest lord Gore gets his own entry. Ransack the reject, the gladiator who gets his own entry.
It just looks like a human. He's the reject of humans.
That's why he's a reject. Cathafrax, a dead warrior. Raynar, a dead government official. Aklau, a female conspirator. Vera, a dead queen. Dragona, a female warrior. Erish Kigel, a female explorer. Zaka, the toolmaker. Shelmar, a warrior. Toro Rojo, a renegade pro wrestler. Broop, the jester. Rhaegar, a dead prime minister. Sluice, an administrator. Carrybax, a priest. And Irtsis, a female artist.
Irtsis. You go.
So, deviants.
Erish Kigel has that hat, like, Hela in the new movie. Yeah. In Thor's movie, but lame.
I like her.
Yeah, there's something kind of, Sleeping Beauty.
Yes,
Maleficent. Maleficent, there you go.
Yeah.
100%.
Also, yeah. Frankly, a little bit like Snow White. Like the...
If you combine the two.
The evil queen and Maleficent.
Dragona looks like she has the cutest button nose.
I mean, there's a few that, like, full-on goblins from Princess and the Goblin looking like...
I find it interesting that they develop technology first because they look so...
Primitive?
Yeah. I get, like, they look so rugged and...
Am I the only goblin. One looking at Cataphrax and my eyes can focus because there are...
I hate him! I hate him! He's my least favorite we've ever seen! I hate him!
The kisses.
At the same time. He's kissing
your cheek. He's kissing your mouth and he's just licking your
cheek. I wasn't even thinking there. I mean, it's more like, where do you eat? Do you eat a bowl? Like, that's a lot of density.
Oh my god, I'm so OCD when I eat because I have to have the same amount of food on my left and my right cheek. I'm crazy,
I
know.
In both mouths?
I would eat on one side and talk with the other. Oh, that's disgusting.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It looks like a misprint. Like, that's what my eyes keep telling me.
Well, there are no two deviants alike, so this guy's unique.
Gladly, his children will not look like that.
That's right.
Shelmar kind of looks like those furry dudes in Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I nearly said Star Trek, but
you mean the what?
Oh, the bears.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone.
You upset all the software fans.
And like the Ewoks. Tiny bear things.
Everyone. There you go.
Everybody's gonna hate.
You know what?
They don't look that much like you. They're just wear the same fashion.
Yeah, no, those bears in the Star Trek.
I don't like either of them, so it's fine.
Just ruin everyone's dressing us.
At some point, it was a fashion that those head wraps.
Yeah, apparently so.
There are at least three that
there's
have.
There's like
them.
A Yoda dude too.
Yoda
yoga.
A clow. That's what I decided she looks, the pronunciation.
She looks so wise and like chill.
Oh, no. She sounds like you just said something that's upset her.
You know
oh,
yeah. What? You know what she
is
like?
Impressed.
She asked you to go look for a size in the back and you didn't have it. That face. I've seen this face before.
That face for me is like the face of like, I just don't care. Like she's just like chilling there and just not caring.
The grandma figure in Spirited Away.
Oh,
there's something about her. I think it's the mouth.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
The mouth and like the laugh lines.
Well, she has a lot of laugh lines. A laugh a minute. That old a clown.
I kind of like Broop.
Broop.
Is it because it sounds like her cat? Okay.
Broop, yeah. Broop kind of looks Broop? Like he's a head on a
oh, mantle. Yes, on a wall. Yes, absolutely. He's mounted somewhere.
He's
oh,
got,
yeah.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know if it's because he's purple, but he edited like his eyebrow situation. But he makes me think of Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah,
he's got like a sad.
He's got like a sad
which
vibe.
Is, you know, that makes like, sense.
Could be your friend who's
because
like
the
yeah,
bags under his eyes.
Maybe.
So Carrot Max is wearing a lava lamp.
I agree.
Basically,
whoever
is the lava.
It kind of looks like a soup thermos to me.
Yeah, also. Or a construction cone.
Oh, he's got a sweet mustache to go with it.
And a beautiful smile.
Oh, yeah.
Upside down.
All
smile.
Very lovely people, clearly.
So are deviants hot or not?
I mean, not. Toho Rojo really looks like an actual real hero.
Yeah.
Like, she looks like he should be another hero.
Well, the reject looks like he could be like...
He's just like, guy.
No, yeah. Me, in my mind, he could be like one of those extras in a Sinbad. Just like his background.
Yeah.
Like, he's
yeah.
really handsome, but like, not interesting.
He shows up under R.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see him later then. I generally feel like most of them have pretty cool designs. I don't think they're hot, but no. I think they're interesting, except for Cataphrax, which I hate.
Cataphrax sounds like the name of a drug.
Absolutely.
And also, ask your doctor if Cataphrax is right for you.
Not a sponsor.
Like it also sounds like cataract, which is what it's giving me because I can't look at it.
Other cataract drugs are
available. I kind of like the last one, the one you can't pronounce.
Yeah,
the artist.
She has a very long philtrum. That thing under the nose.
She has a nice lower
philtrum. You just broke out philtrum.
Nice.
And this is the weenus?
The weenus.
For the elbow?
Mm-hmm.
This.
Not pictured.
Somewhere in this.
Here.
She looks like really annoyed all the time, but I kind of like her design.
I had a feeling she was talking to geese.
She's
all the time.
She looks like a villain in a claymation made by Tim Burton.
Yeah, absolutely.
She would be school director.
Definitely.
Honestly, she's my favorite design of the bunch, I think. I like the ears. I like the whatever's going on with, like, her cowlick in her hair. I like it.
I like that one in Broop.
Sluice. I'm deciding with... I'm going to go with... It looks like juice. So that's a terrible name.
Yeah. That's not great.
I will admit, most of them have terrible names.
I don't think I would go on a date with any of them.
Yeah,
too intense.
Also, I want kids, so...
And you'd have to admit that you went on a date with a deviant.
Deviant's bad?
The word really means, like, pervert or whatever.
Yeah, deviant isn't a good word.
They also think we're ugly.
Yeah,
so
fuck
it's neutral! So we have that in common!
That's right, it's real love. It's not superficial.
Physical at all!
It's not superficial.
That's kind of nice.
Not...
I wanna have kids,
and I really don't. thought that she might someday.
But I really won't. And so we gotta break up. It's the only way.
'Cause I would resent you.
And that's not fair.
We still love each other. But this train has stopped. We just needed you to know. We've gotta break up.
No.
Diablo.
I'm sorry, you have to say it with a Spanish accent.
I thought I did.
Diablo!
Diablo.
That's more Italian. That's all right. That's not. No. We're not. I'm sorry. Sorry,
I
everyone.
Told you.
We're failing at this.
Esteban Diablo was born in 9th century Spain and became, for lack of a better term, a super alchemist. He moved into a castle in Transylvania and terrorized the surrounding villagers until they locked him up in a crypt. A potion slowed down his aging, so he survived until freed. Today, he's a frequent thorn in the Fantastic Four's side. He uses all sorts of alchemical tricks against his enemies, potions and gases of all sorts.
We're laughing at him!
Hold on. Out of order. Come on. Has been known to create elemental serpents as well. Unlike Siskoid, he's an extremely patient man. But not a trusting one. Though he's tried to reform in the past, his obsession to destroy the Fantastic Four, who were the first heroes to defeat him, keeps getting him into trouble. He's pictured gassing the Human Torch and Mr. Fantastic in close-up, overseeing some gas experiment.
With dramatic hit movement.
What else? Throwing fire at the Thing, playing with his chemistry set, getting something out of his glove.
He's calling a cat.
And in a symbolic image where he drips something on the FF.
I don't think we've laughed this much since the boomerang.
It's just ridiculous.
Oh, there's so much going on here.
Okay, I want to bring him to a dance hall.
Yes.
The ankles. The ankles.
Oh my god!
The ankles.
Right?
What?
What the hell? That's my general feeling about this. What the hell?
He's like an evil jester.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he was in the crypt for so long that he just started modifying his costume.
He added a horn for every day he was in there.
I never stopped.
My jaw already hurts from laughing. And it's not over. I can't decide if I'm really digging those shoes or not.
Honestly, they look like wedges.
They look like wedges with tiny wings. Oh,
just a strange look.
Why does he have these priest things? Like, dramatic walks?
He just got bored and cut up his cape.
The cape just got eaten
by... These are like
by...
four strands, huh?
Yeah. That just seems like it would get tangled.
They're very useful when you're dancing around. With dramatic hip movements.
Well, it's two in front and two in back.
Oh my god, you know what he's doing right here? He's just freaking singing this song in Asterix, putting it off the neck.
Add a spot of opium, marinate a legion scum, sprinkle with some chopped frog's bone.
Now we add a peppercorn.
No!
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Especially with the alchemy happening, yes.
Yes.
Google it.
It's
worth it. I think his cape was sort of created to match his mustache.
That's never a thing that should happen.
No one should ever match your mustache to their outfit.
Absolutely not. There's no reason for that.
No, I don't think you guys understand. He likes dancing, and he was like, I think I have a good butt.
People need to see it.
Yeah.
I'll cut the cape.
I'll cut the cape off. Thus, you know, demonstrated.
You know what?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's useful when you're doing alchemistry things. You don't want it to get caught and burned.
Then don't wear a cape.
Yeah.
But capes are fun.
Logics.
We haven't yet mentioned his expression in this lovely picture. Where he's like, hey, mama. Mamacita, que tal?
That's the face he's doing, and then he's inviting you to dance.
And he's inviting you, but... Why does he have to squat to take something out of his life?
Why do you do that?
Yeah, but
I've never done that.
See, if he were bending down and he had a cape, you wouldn't be able to see his butt. But here, you can see
clearly,
his butt.
Yeah. You can see his butt.
So clear butt.
You know, on the first page, there's a lot of smoke coming from his nipples.
And I love how the enemies are falling. My bike is ruined from the smell of the nipples.
They're like, dude, you gotta calm down those nipples. I need to know. Gotta tone down the damn nipples.
It's the first time. Calm your tits is the problem. I can't believe he moved to Transylvania.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's so cliche.
I hate
there
that.
There are great dance parties there.
Doesn't that Vlad guy have this kind of vibe?
Like Dracula?
Vlad the Impaler, doesn't he have like
yeah,
this
Vlad
kind
the Impaler, Dracula you mean?
No, the historical figure,
oh,
Mike.
I'm sorry.
That you call by his first name.
You know, Vlad.
Vlad.
Yeah, Vlad, you know.
You know, my friend
my
the Impaler.
Vlad.
His Twitter is just the Impaler. Vlad the Impaler.
There's something about his mask that's really, like, beetle-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gross. Even I would say, like, earwigs.
Ah!
Oh, sorry, I went there.
All the more reasons not to like him.
It's very earwig-like, and like, even the mustache is like
yeah,
earwig.
I hate the mustache, honestly.
I hate it all.
It's very square.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Is that a shadow, or is that a tiny beard?
Well, I think it's a shadow because it's
oh, it's a
there.
Shadow. Oh, thank God.
It would have just made it worse.
I hate that there's no middle to his mustache. It's like he shaves just under his nose.
It's kind of like the reverse.
But it's really, it's not, yeah, exactly. So it's not just under your nose, it's really all the way until the corner of his mouth.
I mean, that's a style.
It's a choice.
Maybe he has allergies and he doesn't like blowing his nose with like mustache underneath.
No, if you're an alchemist, having allergies would really suck.
Allergic alchemist.
I don't think
that sounds like something.
I don't think how do you blow your nose with a mustache? I never thought of that.
It's not pleasant. I can't imagine.
Mike,
you had a mustache.
What was it like?
It didn't really count.
Leave us a comment.
Mustache people?
Tell us.
You can send us videos.
Oh, no. Don't send us videos.
No videos.
I don't want that.
Except if it's a video of you cosplaying Diablo. Dancing.
Yes.
Oh. And I would
that I want to see.
And we will judge those hip movements and thrusts.
Also cosplaying Diablo culling a cat.
I'm really digging the way he's making the potion. It's very like, it's like seasoning.
It's almost Salt Bae, but
yeah,
not really.
It's so close.
Alchemy Bae.
Like, you know what? Of all the ridiculousness, I like the last image, though.
Yeah.
It's very a Phantom of the Opera, dramatic-y, I like it.
Yeah.
It makes me think of Full Metal Alchemist. They were better than Diablo. Fuck. This one is so lame. Giving a bad name to alchemists everywhere.
I mean,
Like, this is, like, the cat one, that's a picture someone takes of you at a thing.
This is your profile picture. Oh, yeah, cat,
like, that's what you put up yourself on Instagram. Yeah,
that's your Instagram photo.
This is your, the ones you're tagged
in. This is someone's Snapchat interview. The face is what your mom thinks.
And the dancing?
That's what you do.
So is Diablo hot or not?
ridiculous.
What's his personality again? Can his personality compensate?
He's very dancing. Patient.
I mean, that's nice.
He's patient. That's
but
good.
Not trusting.
Well, then what's the
that
point?
Would drive me nuts.
He's also whatever people were in the 9th century. Yes.
He's probably not loving of
baking, woman. Cats, and dancing.
So basically the same.
Are you saying that he's sexist?
I was just about to say, I'm pretty sure he doesn't like ladies.
They're a pretty good chance.
Or respectful of ladies.
He has pretty good leg
size.
Muscles.
Yeah, but
yeah, they're pretty
and he
sexy
seems
guys.
To have a bulge.
But yeah, oh, wait. Like,
oh, I don't want to think about his bulge. All I can think about is dangling in the sky.
Obviously, he has good legs for all that dentistry.
Yeah, he's
squatting.
Well, according to this, he's my height and weight.
Okay.
What?
Like exactly your height. But you should constantly.
You should constantly.
We could bring this back. Yeah.
This is conversation that is really encouraging.
You like cats, okay?
No cats here.
You like dancing. You like dancing. You bake.
Okay. Not bake.
Okay, you cook. You create alchemy, and when I mean alchemy, I mean pasta.
Okay. And you don't like the Fantastic Four movies.
So there you go.
Yay! Right. For all the people in the audience, when Mike drinks, he does a jig. It's really great.
He has the power to edit this out.
It's my
you know?
Irish roots.
It's great.
I don't have any Irish roots at all. My apologies to Masters Kelly and Ryan for that cultural appropriation.
All right, project ladies.
Well, let's just go around the table now and say that he's a not.
I think he's interesting.
I think he's hilarious.
He's ridiculous, but he's grown on me.
Yeah, like I don't hate him. I think he's ridiculous, but he's not like unattractive, except for the mustache, which I have questions about.
In my mind, the mustache is like the scissors just fell on the bed and just snipped your mustache away. Oh,
it's maybe 11 centuries of growth.
I don't care.
That's 11 centuries.
I'm disappointed it's not longer.
Oh man, poor him.
What's with this pose and the calm your tits pic?
Well, he's spreading the stuff from the tits.
He's spreading the alchemy. Tits.
All the alchemy is just pouring out.
Pouring out of the nipples.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, no.
Add that poison to the brew. Cobra's venom goes in two. Sweeten it with orange juice. 3 segments is what you use. No, I think just 1 will do. Quicken all with mandrake root. Decorate with moldy fruit. Just before the funeral.
Add a spot of vitriol.
No. Oh, yes.
Aha. I knew it would be a good idea.
Diamondback.
Ooh.
Oh, look at the hair.
Oh, that's your next cosplay.
kind of shotgunny, huh? Rachel Layton from Austin, Texas, started out as a member of the Serpent Society, putting her gymnastic skills and excellent throwing ability to criminal purpose. She used throwing diamonds that might carry a variety of payloads, whether explosive, poisonous, acid, whatever. But her heart was never really in it. Crime was just something her rough childhood led her to.
Oh.
So when Captain America gave her a chance to go straight, she took it, indulging her crush on the Sentinel of Liberty. Diamondback is a sly, flirtatious, confident, and fast-talking rogue. She's a health and fitness nut, works out every day, doesn't drink or smoke. Shown here throwing a diamond and a diagram of her weapons.
So she just has thousands of diamonds laying around to throw?
I mean, they're not actual diamonds, they're just shaped like that.
Oh, thank Jesus.
But they're a girl's best friend.
Yeah, but they're incredibly
expensive. When I was reading Captain America when I was younger, she was part of his team. They did date briefly, but you know, it just
superhero.
Well, schedules, yeah. Superhero
schedule.
Angst.
Schedules.
I'm sorry, I have a hard time with my schedule. I can't imagine being a superhero.
I gotta say, her boobs are really round.
Yeah.
They're very large.
Yeah, like they're large there. And in charge. And
good for you.
Large
lady.
And in charge. I like that.
I like a color palette, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm always in for the pinks.
It reminds me of a bubblegum package.
I'm not sure about the red boots. I like the look.
I think
of
they're magenta, same as her hair.
Yeah, they're pink.
Why didn't you qualify to be a member of the Serpent Society? She doesn't look serpent-y enough.
But she's got the name of a snake.
Oh.
They're criteria.
Their criteria is
not
is,
very high.
I really like her.
Once
mask.
I saw a snake, welcome!
Yeah, I've seen snakes at the zoo.
I can do.
You're in! I also like her mask. It's pretty cool.
Mm. And her diamond neck thing.
Yes, the choker.
Yeah, the choker's awesome.
See, it's funny because the other one looked very jester-y to me, and this one is arguably more jester-y, but looks way better.
Yeah. Right, more like Harlequin-y.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Also, kind of a little bit like floor.
And floor tiles?
Yeah.
Okay, you actually did mean floor.
Okay. Yeah, like a flooring. Floor.
I'm really like digging her hair. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. It's just if it was white, like, you know.
Oui.
She but seems I also to, love her hair.
She seems to have a really long earring or something.
It's a diamond shape.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Ah, love it.
She followed a theme.
What did she like again?
Very fit. I think that would be difficult for me. Like, yeah. I feel like...
Like I feel like
your best friend is at the gym like 24/7.
Yes,
I am not.
But we don't talk about that much. Okay. You know, if someone's like really... People that are really obsessed about being healthy can mostly just talk about that. So if it's not the case, then great.
I eat cheese and I don't go on weekends. Thank you very much. What a wild creature you are. Once I looked at a donut.
I eat cinnamon rolls. They're better. But her costume made me think of a Barbie I used to own, and I had to find it. It does look like it.
Oh, yeah, it really does.
Aquamarine friends.
Totally true.
She's a little Power Rangers-y.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. All those triangles.
By a little, I mean a lot.
Yeah. Just replace the black by white, and she would be Kimberly.
Yeah, sure, whatever. My parents didn't let me watch it.
Aww. It was good. For the time.
I haven't watched a movie. But...
It's interesting to me that she has a square-toed boot. Right? I know that sounds like nothing, but you don't see square-toed boots that much.
Very 90s.
Yeah.
Because they're really ugly.
Like, that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
For the best.
I like the fact that she actually just like, oh, well, I'm going to be a villain because that's what I can do. But then when she actually had the opportunity to be something more positive, she did go for that.
I do appreciate that. That's nice.
I really like her from the shoulders up, and I really like her personality, but I'm not crazy about her outfit.
I like the gloves.
I don't like the fact that they are not, like, stuck to her. I find that a bit distracting.
Me, it's not even the glove, it's the triangle going down her crotch. I find that very distracting.
Anything that's pointing to the crotch is always a bit weird to me.
You shouldn't do it except if it's like a bathing suit. And even at that, like, there's a purpose. Like, this one is just like...
I feel like it would have been better if she just had something around the waist. Just like...
A belt.
A belt or something. Just with diamonds. Define it. Just have this line here would make a huge difference.
I find, like, personally for me, stuff that's high up to the neck, I feel makes my boobs look larger and makes me look more disproportionate. And I think that's what me is annoying me because it's something that I see on myself that I don't like on myself. So I don't like that her neckline is that high. I feel like if she'd have a plunged neckline, it would look more flattering and would make her look more proportionate.
I just love that.
It was a very well thought out argument.
I have issues.
I think she sounds really cool. I would hang out with her. I do. Yeah. She's called Chaga.
Except I'm not
she has a belt
except
now.
For the health thing.
The health thing, yeah.
She
no.
has a belt now. It does make it better.
This is a priceless antique comic.
I'm not sure about that, but Diamondback, hot or not?
I think she's hot.
Hot.
Oh my god, they are. I don't think it's a perfect outfit, but I think it's like good enough that I think it's enjoyable.
So, Minnie, you can do something with my hair?
Yeah, sure.
Can we work with that?
Yeah.
Cool.
You can just chalk it.
Because you've already got that hairstyle.
Yeah. Just chalk it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Or spray.
Something like that.
Like the paint you use.
I have enough time to think about this until the next time I
have
a
year. Or just put the paint you put on the time you were the
crying
angel.
And you know, I just have to become more confident of my body to wear a skin tight suit.
That's the struggle with dressing up as a superhero. It's very tight.
It's very exposing of like everything that's on your body.
Yes. A kiss on the ground, but it's pay the rental on your humble flats, or help you feed your pussycat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
When am I going to meet the girl?
Tiffany!
After her number.
Everything's going so well! Cause that's when those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's friend.
Doc Samson. Leonard Samson is a psychiatrist who was called in to analyze Bruce Banner and perhaps rid him of his Hulk persona. This also needed gamma radiation to be siphoned out, and when...
We turned the page over!
And when things went wrong, Samson got a dose of gamma radiation that bulked him up and gave him long green hair. He found out that if he cut his hair, he would lose his strength, but...
Oh,
another, what? Well, you
oh,
know,
that's
Samson.
Right, Samson.
But another dose of gamma radiation did away with that silly weakness. He's always been focused on finding a cure for the Hulk, and because of his super strength, has regularly been called in to bring the monster in. He's become something of a psychologist to the superheroes in general, and also cured Captain Ultra's fear of fire. He would rather talk things out than fight, and tends to overanalyze things in combat situations. He's brave, but unsure about his role as a superhero. Most of the pictures are pulled from the same fight with the Hulk, where he wears his new costume. That's basically the one shown here, the red one. But there are also a couple shots of his original non-ponytail one.
Oh my god.
Oh no!
I can't with the other side of the page.
Look at it. I mean, look, the glory of the hair.
Fabio dyed his hair.
The face that he's making. He's making such a, like,
proud, whole
green giant face.
Now, me, it's like, look at my hair. Look at my pecs.
Look
you want
at
it, girl.
My hair.
Oh, my
you
God.
Want it, girl.
I'm the only one that prefers the original costume.
What? You prefer that? Yes. Look at the neckline. It's on square!
It's less about liking this one than hating the other one.
The other one is just like Goku.
It's very much Street Fighter. It's just that's kind of...
It's a mix between Goku and Ryu.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't mind. I prefer that one than the other one.
This one is very 80s.
And the ponytail is a lot better than the...
How about just cutting it off?
He looks like an actor, but I can't place him.
He does look like an actor.
Blonde and fern like similar.
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow! I can't even get him.
Good job, Matt.
Wow.
Good job, Mike.
I think I may be okay with the belt.
That's on it. I can't really tell. Just like
studs.
Yeah, fingerless gloves.
Floating atoms.
Yeah, I like the fingerless gloves. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't do the old costume, Mike. I can't.
It's the neckline.
You know what? The neckline.
It's like he
looks like a cartoon.
Oh my god, he looks like that mermaid dyed man in SpongeBob.
Oh my god. Yeah.
No, me honestly, it's like. Put that stripe, take the lightning off, stripe it, he's a fucking sailor. Like, that's ridiculous.
He looks like a children's animated version of it.
Yes.
Also, why is there a thunderbolt?
The purpose of a thunderbolt. He's not Thor.
Look.
Or Harry Potter.
He's jumping and will...
I just hate the picture where he jumps towards us. He's up to grab you.
Ah! No, I don't like it.
Because I was going to say Han until you turned the page.
Well, Yeah, I mean, yeah, then if you like the second one better, the generic one, if you like that one better, well, he just he bloomed. So why, he so bloomed, Hades.
He bloomed. What is it? Glow up.
Yeah, he had a glow up. That's what I remember. So why do you hate the second costume?
Well, you mean the more recent. I think it's just so generic.
It isn't very special.
No, I wouldn't remember this.
I like it. I just think he's too bulky.
The
bulkiness intimidates me. If he'd be like half that size, but in that outfit, I'd do him.
Yeah, no, the bulkiness scares me. It's like, he could crush me.
He just looks like an 80s action star.
Yeah.
It's just like
Dolph
very...
Lundgren.
Yeah, yeah. Such as.
Other 80s actors are
I want to see it too because I can't put a face on it.
I mean, even the ponytail, I think, just feels so that era. Just like, it's like they smashed together a bunch of actors that played like heroes in the 80s.
I think he's less Dolph Lundgren and more Steven Seagal, truthfully. The face, I mean.
Maybe. I see what you mean.
Quick, Google Steven Seagal.
You must compare notes.
Yes, let's not do that.
Like the fact that his hair is green. That's fun, though.
Yeah, that's great. I like
that. What is the gamma ray keeps turning people green?
I think it's a green energy.
Oh. Like radioactive.
In comics, it's green.
Because the other thing, the other guy was also green, right? The other guy.
Abomination.
It was more of a yellow kind.
That was an abomination.
It was green. It was green.
Yeah, we started with Abomination.
That was 10 years ago.
And he was green. Yeah, because in reality, gamma rays are invisible.
Oh, okay. Yes.
We can't see them, but in comics, it's green.
Sure, why not?
So I like the greenness of the hair.
Yes,
that's
and
a nice
the
touch.
Green and the orange look cool. I like that. Like in both cases.
So you're calling this orange?
That is
that's
red.
That's not orange.
That is a dark,
really terracotta.
Red.
It is a red, yes.
To me, it's very super orange.
It looks orange there.
The lightning bolt.
Well, there it's a lollipop red. If we go by Crayola, that's a lollipop red, and that's like a deeper red here.
Wow.
Like
what?
This is fire engine red.
At all.
Yeah, the new costume is fire engine red, and the old one is lollipop red.
They all
red.
Look orange to me.
It's the lighting in here.
If we would be in my studio, that would be cadmium. That would be dark, and that would be light.
Yeah, that's a cadmium red, yeah.
But you see, then I don't like it as much. Because red and green is just too Christmassy. You can't be walking around.
I just said Christmas and I can't unsee it. You see, in my mind, it's not like, it's not the green Christmas or red Christmas, so I don't even associate.
Is it a blue Christmas?
Or a white Christmas. But you know, in my mind, it's not the colors or the same saturation as
it's
Christmas.
It's the shade.
So I don't see it.
The green is not the same.
The hair is too lime.
Yeah, to me, this is so orange. Like, it's really? Not like it's not like a bright orange.
Yeah. I mean,
I understand why you're saying it's red.
I mean, this one is also orange, but the main picture, no, that's cardinal.
To me,
red.
Like, this is like an orangey red.
Yeah, like a terracotta.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, I don't
know.
I don't see Christmas.
What do you
at all?
See at home?
I see a knot.
I liked him. I don't like the stupid Samson joke.
No, I don't like that.
Samson was a
biblical feature that
featured
character that had long hair, and when he cut the hair, he would lose his strength.
Interesting.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
Regina Spektor.
Your Bible.
Regina Spektor has a song about this.
About, yes.
So there you go.
I read the
I
Bible.
I don't know stuff.
Because there's no Disney cartoon.
I read the Bible.
But how useful is he actually? Because he doesn't sound like he thinks he's that useful.
Well, he's not like a headliner or anything. He shows up once in a while.
To be like,
hey.
What was your relationship with your mother?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just
bad?
Yeah.
Martha!
Everything.
Is it just me, or it's supposed to be 6'6", but it feels like he's so small in the main picture.
I wouldn't say small. I would say like maybe a little taller than Mike, but not 6'6", but not like 5'4".
Mike is 6'4".
Now he looks 5'7".
Yeah,
because he's too wide.
Yeah, it's too bulky, I guess.
And you're only seeing him in the fight with the Hulk, who's huge.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't.
That's
happen.
True.
Yeah,
I think to know if I'd like it or not, I need to see Mike in this outfit.
Yes!
That's what we need.
Every guy now in the hot or not. Like,
so you have a couple,
to see Mike in
you have a couple of months to let your hair grow and
the least, it. One of the least likely to cosplay at the table.
Oh, I thought you meant from the ones we've seen. So I was thinking there was hope for Diablo.
I mean, look. Come on.
I'm working on the helmet.
What about that psychologist?
Like,
angle?
I appreciate that, like, he
cares.
Yeah, he's, like, probably a good listener, we can assume. And, like, he's very intelligent, probably. Like, he seems like a more brainy guy, but still huge, which is a weird combo, but yeah, I'm not against it.
It's rare that you get, like, a smart character with a very bulky character.
Yeah, which right. I guess makes sense with the Hulk.
So, is he, like, the smart Hulk?
You know,
he's far from as strong.
Yeah, of course.
He can lift and press approximately 25 tons under optimal conditions. The Hulk has no upward limit, but usually lifts presses 100 tons.
Yeah, so it's not comparable, so it's like but it's...
He got a shot of gamma radiation and turned his hair green.
He can, like, say, like, one word, so...
Oh, the Hulk.
Yeah. But Banner's Man. Intelligent.
Yeah, Banner's super intelligent.
Also, really, it's just the Banner...
It's just more radiation.
An integrated... Hulk.
Yeah, like a halfway point Hulk. Hulk.
I read a Harlequin romance once.
Okay, where are we going?
And this is the best. Featured a psychiatrist.
Okay.
And one of the big conflicts in this gripping novel was that the female love interest had issues. And she was like, on the one hand, I really like him and I'm in lust with him. But on the other hand... he could fix my issues. She was torn because if she went to him in a professional sense...
You could date after.
No.
No, you can never date,
but he could help her.
But, like, but if you know...
So,
I think... This also happens on How I Met Your Mother.
Really?
Yeah. Robin ends up dating her psychiatrist.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
That's actually very common. It's a very common problem. You get warned about it. I have a bachelor's in psychology. You get actually actively warned that that happens. Like, you have to actively be aware that patients will fall in love with you just because of the intimate nature of the job. So, they're, like, pouring their soul to you, so they're sort of tying their emotions to you.
Yeah.
And it's very common to fall in love with
romantic.
You.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
So I guess that way he might have a shot with us? Is that what we're saying?
If he treats you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's too bad nobody here is at all neurotic.
Thanks, Mike.
I include myself in this number.
The cat's safe. No, the cat is the worst.
But is this interest in the Hulk, like, an actual, like, caring way, or is it, like, scientific? Does he, like, want to do, like, research to figure out what happens? Is that more the angle?
No, I think it really is about... It's an interesting case. Mm-hmm. And once he was called in to do it, then became sort of...
The resident.
His thing, his expertise. And so he's fixated on doing that, but not in a... No, I don't think it's in a scientific way. I think it's in helping a friend.
So it has nothing to do, like, I had a shot of gamma radiation and I want more power.
No.
Okay, good.
I like him. I've decided.
So is Doc Samson hot or not?
I like him. Like, he's not very great, but I like him.
What is his personality, sorry?
Helping.
He prefers to talk it out than fight.
Over and out analyzes things.
That's so mean.
Brave,
so
but unsure.
That's not a sentence.
So is me.
So is me.
So is me. So is us.
So, I feel like we would probably get along.
I like him. I would not date him. But I want to hang out with him and cut that hair.
No, well, then he loses all his powers.
I don't care.
Well, okay.
It's fixed.
They stopped doing that.
So he kept the long hair even if he didn't have to have the long hair.
Yeah, for fashionable statement.
Is that a deal breaker?
Interesting.
That's not a deal breaker.
It's not my favorite.
I like the little quip, though.
Yeah, the quip at the front is nice.
I won't lie. I do like those. It's very Danny Zuko.
I think it's like Superman a little bit.
Yeah.
But can we just...
Oh my god.
It feels like two different people.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like
Maybe that's actually the two versions of him. Like the Hulk changes from one version. That's one version. That's the other version.
Oh my god.
One's a cool rock star 80s action hero. The other one's like a host on a kids show.
About lightning. Today we're going to talk about rain and thunder.
The sound of thunder is shoo, 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 shoo.
Yeah. They don't have a lot of budget.
Yeah. I'm going hot.
I say meh.
I've decided hot. I'm okay with hot.
Yeah.
Hot that I want to be friends with.
Please, won't you be seated? First of all, welcome. Whether our journey together lasts for years or only just a day, I can't tell you how excited I am to take this first step with you.
Okay. Jesus is a little hard to talk about.
Oh, well, just relax. You know, many of my patients find it easier to open up if they're lying down.
I guess I have problems with men. No matter what they say, all they really seem to want is sex.
Art credits. Destiny by Paul Smith. Deviance by Sal Buscema. Diablo by John Byrne. Diamondback by Paul Neary. Doc Samson by John Byrne.
Beginning in 2018, the Who's Who podcast enters the 1990s with our coverage of the Loose Leaf editions.
Featuring Superman by Jerry Ordway.
The Joker by Brian Bolland.
Wonder Woman by George Perez.
Sandman by Mike Dringenberg.
Batman by Norm Breyfogle.
The JLI by Adam Hughes.
Eclipso by Bart Sears.
The Legion of Superheroes by Keith Giffen.
Dark Stars by Travis Charest.
Lobo by Simon Bisley.
Kent Shakespeare by Chris Sprouse? Who is that?
Doomsday by Tom Grummett.
Wait, are we covering these by issue or in alphabetical order?
The Justice Society of America by Mike Parabek.
The Forever People again? You are f***ing kidding me.
Doom Patrol by Richard Case.
I'm so confused.
And many more. The Who's Who podcast, going boldly into the 90s.
A proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network, I guess.
Female bag.
Woo!
This is about episode 27, Deathlock, the Death Throes, Death Urge, and Demons. But before we get into your actual letters, messages...
Letters? We got in the mail.
Did we get our P.O. box? Send wine?
Before we get into that, since the last episode... We've been through Halloween, and we often mention on this show, I don't, but you guys mention costumes that you'd love to cosplay or use for Halloween, and it actually happened. Two of you took their cues from Ohatmu to choose their costumes for at least one of the parties that you went to. Who wants to talk about it?
You want to go first?
Sure.
So I'm Eddie.
I was Death. It was great.
As promised.
Yeah, as promised. I recommend that none of you work with silk ever, because that's what I made the robe with, and made it with my mom. It was great fun when it wasn't terrible. But it worked out pretty good, and it was the first time doing, like, face paint for a costume, and it worked out really
and
well.
And hand paint, or was that a glove?
It was gloves. I wanted tights, and you'd think that at Halloween you could find tights with, like, skeleton feet and stuff. Not a thing that I
folks,
found.
Death showed up at my door. Like, knock, knock. Who could that be? And it was Death. It was Death from the Marvel Universe. So we're going to put these pictures up on the website at fireandwaterpodcast.com, along with the images of this this particular show, of course. And then, Shotgun, you picked one of the many costumes you've said you would want to roll.
I went to not one, but four different Halloween events.
Halloween week.
It was the Halloween on 2 weeks, but whatever. And at work, they decided to have a theme costume for the whole office, and it was superheroes.
Suckers.
And no, they thought they knew what they were doing and what they were getting into, but
they realize that when I do something, I do it all the way through. Didn't have a lot of time. I would have loved to be Clea, but couldn't do it.
Couldn't find the yoga pants?
They're not on sale anymore. Mm. Anyway, so with what I had at home and a couple of extras I bought last minute, I was able to recreate my own version of a Black Cat. I tried less cleavage since it was, you know, at work. But the wig, the mask, dress, and the fuzzy boots, well, leg warmers, I think the effects were pretty good.
I like to think that the pieces you had at home were the furry part.
Yeah, you had to buy the dress.
Yeah, buy a black dress.
What do you mean? That's exactly...
And, like, I just already, pulling out wigs.
I already had the blonde wig and fuzzy leg warmers, so...
And, well, you know, the mask.
Well, like, I had the wig. Yeah. It's, like, the fifth time I've used it. It's great. So, yeah.
We'll put those pictures up. And now, for our regularly scheduled female bag.
Oh. Yay!
So let's start with Rob Kelly. He says, say what you want about Death Urge. At least he has an ethos. That's all he says. Eric says, the discussion on whether or not Deathlok has a synthetic penis reminded me of another cyborg character that addressed that issue, Axel Pressbutton, created by Steve Moore and Alan Moore. All that was left of his original body was his head and the upper right quarter of his torso, so to compensate for his lack of equipment, he was given a button on his chest that was wired to his brain's pleasure centers.
What?
So despite, all of the equipment.
So despite his lack of robo-penis, he could have an orgasm in his brain by pressing the button, hence his name, Axel Pressbutton. Oh my. He was in a professional and romantic relationship with a female bounty hunter slash assassin named Mista Mistralis, and their partnership was depicted as being committed and mutually satisfying, so apparently the absence of a penis wasn't an issue for her. For a moment, I was wondering whether Deathlok's name was the first example of an extreme spelling in comics. But then I remember that he was introduced after the X-Men's Havoc, which is also badly spelled.
Wait, you just press the button? And it's like,
it's an orgasm? I've never heard of
this. You know what I find weirder, though? That, like, that's the basis of his name.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Like, that's, like, putting a lot of focus on that specific button.
So what, that's his superpower? You can have orgasm on the button?
Like, what?
His name should be Orgasmo.
Have you guys ever heard, like, electronic songs that have, like, a recurring, like, that's like, every one.
I would be pressing that button all the time.
Would that work?
Do you have to, like, press it over and over and over again, or do you just like, keep it pressed down?
Or
just,
is it like a one-time?
Like a one-time, and it's like an
explosion.
Men
are not built to sustain continuous orgasm.
True.
That's you guys.
I just press it all the time.
In the weirdest places at the most inappropriate moment.
The library. If I had one, it's like at work, I'm bored. Poo! That's not. No one
such
knows.
A stressful day.
Yeah.
In line at the DMV.
Why not? Right.
At a funeral.
Oh my god. This is why you don't give us superpowers.
Not the orgasmic type, anyway.
Well, the terrible joke to make is you already have an orgasm button. Okay. Incidentally, I was just looking through my copy of this issue, he says, and I see that there are 9 more entries left in issue number 3. Does that mean that you're going to be doing another 5-course episode to finish off the issue?
No, 9! Just the whole 9!
The whole 9 yards!
This was the fiver. You just listened to the fiver. And so will you be bringing back Science Girl as a guest, as you did the last time you had 5 characters to cover? Well, no, as you heard.
We don't have that budget.
She lives in Montreal!
She's 10 hours drive away, at least. So,
and she doesn't
that's
drive.
If you don't pee.
Yeah.
Well, 10 hours if you don't pee.
And don't eat.
Well, you can eat in the car.
No, you don't.
You can pee in the car. Pee it together.
He also says, regarding the demons' headshots, I know they wouldn't have had room to list every demon who appeared in Marvel Comics, but I wish they'd been able to include the 6 demons collectively known as the Six-Fingered Hand from an early 80s Defender storyline. Avarish, Fashima, Hypocry, Maya, Puissant, and Unthink.
Puissant?
Unthink.
It would have been worth it just for the unthinkable jokes the ladies could have made about it. Chris Franklin says, am I nuts? Or is there some version of Deathlok who had his brain, or what was left of it, put into another body that was of a different ethnicity, so his human parts didn't even look remotely like his original self? But I know there was more than one Deathlok, Chris, and one of them was black. I don't know if it just was the same brain. I don't think so, but I think they're different people. They're different
Hopefully.
People.
They made more than one?
Yeah, well, maybe. Once you got the technology, you can rebuild them.
So it's
them.
Just like Deathlok 1 and 2 and 3 and 3.2?
I think there's like at least 3.
Oh my god.
3.2.
I think Deathlok showed up in some form in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This was long after I departed the audience. I haven't watched that show since like the third episode. The girls bring up a good point about the amount of pages Deathlok got. We didn't even get a maskless shot of Black Panther, but we get a schematic of Deathlok's laser gun. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Death Thurge is pretty intriguing, and writer-editor Mark Gruenwald drew him. I love it when the writers and editors do the art chores on these simple characters. You don't need to know how to draw a face.
Or muscles. I mean, I could have done that. No, I couldn't.
The only thing you need to know is how to draw a fancy cape.
Yeah, trace.
Cape. And a nice ass.
Trace a cape.
And a nice ass.
Muscle.
Yeah, who needs a face when you've got a nice butt?
True.
I mean, honestly?
No one.
That's true. Josie, truly considering it.
From a gang of criminal jugglers to denizens of the netherworld in just a few short pages, such is the scope of the Marvel Universe, and thankfully we have the girls, and Siskoid, of course, to guide us. Then we have Brian Linton says, Deathlok has indeed appeared in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. In this version, I believe he's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who is presumed to be killed in action, but is actually captured and turned into Deathlok by Hydra. Hydra doesn't control him directly, rather they hold his son hostage and monitor his action through his cybernetic eyes to ensure his obedience. I think I've seen that one, actually. TV Deathlok is less grim than his comic book counterpart. At least, that's so when he's around his son and not under Hydra's control. On a final note, the wiki states that Deathurge is currently trapped in the form of a squirrel. After an encounter with the Great Lakes Avengers. I don't know if that entry is up to date. Tim Price chimed in to say, I believe that is correct because Doorman became the new Deathurge.
Oh, he's like a little squirrel named Chippy.
That's even hotter. Hanging out in parks, getting nuts.
And somebody else became Deathurge. It's like that entity.
Mm. Oh, that's so cute.
So is that,
can be transferred, so, I guess.
Does the squirrel have a cane?
Okay, yes. He has to still have the cape.
I have an issue with the fact that you guys are picturing the cute red squirrels we have here, because gray squirrels and black squirrels are fucking scary.
Oh, they're huge, man.
But like,
not unlike Death.
But imagine he has a little cape. It's like a flying squirrel.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's true that ours are just like
fuzzy and cute.
They're basically
chipmunks with tails.
Yeah.
No, I have giant gray.
Yeah, man, the gray squirrels. But they're cute.
They're adorable.
In the neighborhood, they're freaking long. It's like half the tail is like poof.
Have you been to Ontario?
Yeah. No, there's a size of, there's a,
they're
there's
cats.
They're cats.
They're fucking cats.
I've seen some in London and I was like, what the hell is this?
They're so new. Let's adopt them and name them.
They're so big.
On to Vera Wild. She says, a little later to comment than usual, but I'm still recovering from a weekend in Montreal.
Hey!
Late
squirrels.
Right. Late nights and poutine take their toll. They do. I ate one today.
I don't like poutine.
Oh, it's great.
You should be banned.
I'm sorry.
I don't like poutine either.
Fuck you.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I want to give Deathlok the benefit of the doubt on the lack of bulge and say his junk, or whatever has replaced it, is now retractable.
Oh, interesting.
Then again, maybe, like cats. Then again, maybe it really is all gone and that's why he just wants to die. Pass. The death throes. What in the hell is this madness? Even if I overlook the ridiculousness of criminal jugglers, I can't overlook it, but let's pretend for a minute. There's no cohesion to their outfits. Mm-mm. It's a total mishmash of elements, and taken individually, they all either have looks that have nothing to do with their gimmicks or lean into it way too hard. Deathurge was an interesting conversation. I'm not sure there's another group of panelists who could pivot from dark talk about suicide to butts and dicks as seamlessly as these ladies. Bless you all.
Aww, you're welcome.
You.
The demons. When I heard there were 30 of them, I went in determined to find at least one demon I could defend as hot. But alas, I must admit defeat. The only way anybody could get a hot would be if I graded them on a curve, but I refuse to do that because being slightly better than the ball of tentacles and mucus next to you doesn't actually make you desirable. I came close to giving it to Gaia and even rechecked her image from the Chitan entry, but she's too grim looking. While I like my dark ladies, there needs to be a sense of fun. I'm pulled to people who take glee in dark things. Hello, Morticia Adams. But she just looks miserable, and that's a turnoff. Great episode, as always. I'm going to adopt the label of dangerous but cute going forward.
Yay.
Dr. Ange, he says, as I was listening to the beginning of the Deathlock discussion, I thought to myself, if I was talking about Deathlock for this length of time with my buddies, we surely would have gone to the does he have a penis topic. Almost immediately after I thought that, the junk talk began. Don't ever change, Ohad Murnat.
What is an episode without dicks?
True.
It's not a real
Well, we had
episode.
An all-female episode.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure we said dicks somewhere.
Who needs a dicks when you have hot female?
Ohad Murnat. Bringing you dick after dick after dick.
Oh, I wonder if the Death Rows and the Ringmaster's Circus of Crime have a rivalry and hatred thing happening. I figure the reason they haven't been more successful is that eventually someone drops the ball. Lastly, I'm really hoping that Dormammu gets more love in his own entry as opposed to getting lost amid all the demons. I guess I have to wait a bit to get there. But not long.
Which
not
one?
Long. No. We're in the D's. Yeah, so Dormammu.
We're in the D's.
Oh, yeah.
In the D's.
Dormammu.
He's in Dormammu.
Dormammu.
If he's not a cow, I'm not for it.
You've seen the movie.
I know what it is.
I'm just saying, I'm not for it.
Kurt Onstad says, I'm surprised you didn't show the ladies the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Deathlock, or even mention him at all. I know there are some fans of Buffy in the group, so having an Angel alumnus play the cyborg might have moved the meter from not to less not. Well, we'll probably cover that in the wrap-up special after the fourth issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We show other versions, right? Bradley Null says, regarding the Living Darkness, from the name, he might be my cousin.
Whoa!
Because Bradley Null, the Living Darkness. There you go. Chad says, you would think we'd get some hot demons. Marvel, too lame at this point to create succubi or incubi? It does have a succubus, but she has her own entry, so she's not in here.
Can't wait.
That one's a long way.
In like 3 years.
Mm. Mike Wilson says, you mentioned Set and the Serpent Crown. I think Serpent Crown is under the Book of the Dead, but if you plan to do the Ohatmu updates from 1989, you might get there sometime in the next millennium. Set gets his own entry, so does Satanish, although he's not shown with a flaming head. He's green all over and has a second face in his stomach. So.
Oh, God. Oh.
They've had different forms, I guess.
Yes. Oh,
I really think you should be Satan-ish.
Yeah.
almost there.
Tim Price says, I thought Bombshell's first costume might be better than the Ohatmu entry, but no, it's the same, just lacking the face mask. However, I do like this later version better, with the black body stocking in under the pink uniform. It doesn't count since it's later, but fun to revisit. I'm opening the link. He sent us the link of that picture. Of Bombshell in a later costume. Yeah, it's like a...
Oh, okay,
it's pink and black, and it's got like a star in the middle.
I don't like it because it makes me feel like I'm trick-or-treating in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it looks like
the scarf. The scarf thing?
No, it feels like...
You're wearing a costume under your costume.
Yeah. Like, you have to wear a snowsuit under your princess dress because it's too fucking cold.
That's my entire childhood.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It looks like the community flag. It just looks like a butthole to me. I'm sorry.
Agreed.
Tim says, another fun episode from the Hot Squad. Dangerous but cute, can't say you never warned us. Shag says, finally getting the... Because we told the origin story... We included him in the origin story of Ohatmu.
Oh, right.
So he says, finally get the respect I deserve for inspiring the show. You're welcome for me being creepy. However, I find it somewhat hypocritical that my hot shtick gets criticized mere moments after one of the girls says, you want to fill my mouth more.
I think I said that.
Probably.
I am not sorry.
And the last message that's actually from the website, Major Anarchy says, love the podcast. I remember hearing on the female bag that someone actually knows who is saying what. I honestly have no idea who is saying what.
The thing is, it's all Mike doing voices. Yeah. We all know this.
It's very hard to layer them in.
Clearly, Mike is saying that himself right now, that it's all him.
You want the credit. Oh, what are you doing?
I'm also Major Anarchy responding to my own
comments. You're also all the comments.
I'm all the comments.
And you're the cat.
I'm the cat. But it sure is funny and saying. Facebook likes and shares from Abel Padilla, Al Sedano, Brian Hughes, who says, this is a great show, lots of fun.
Nice.
Brian Ng, David Foster, D. Bash, Gautam Shoren, Gene Hendricks, J.C. Carlos, who says, I really enjoy these shows because they remind me of an old girlfriend I had who wanted to learn more about the comics I would read. A lot of these discussions remind me of times that I'd be giving her the Cliff Note versions of the Marvel Universe history. Fun to hear the origin of the show as well. You and the girls are a great team, and I find the accents thoroughly charming.
Aww, stop it!
Am I not charming?
Without the accent.
Charming as fuck.
Am I not charming?
You sound like Celine Dion.
Am I more charming like this?
No.
Leave a comment if you like Amélie's accent like this. I will continue for the next episode.
That is none of our accents. It's like a Quebec.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was really Quebec.
Max Romero, Max Schreiber, Rob Kelly says, sorry, girls, Deathlock's taken. So he likes them. Ryan Daly, Shag Matthews says here, love this show so much. Van Z, Vera Wild, Zumi Ganori, Zachary Finkenstein on Google Plus. We got plussed by the Quantum Cast. He says, Quasar is where I first came across Death Urge. Of course, the Quantum Cast is all about Quasar. And then Chad Lubrecht as well is on Google Plus. Wow.
Wow. Plus.
I mean, congratulations.
Keeping that Google Plus thing alive.
Twitter retweets and favorites from Ange, Back in the Bronze Age, Baslevag, Cash Flag, Chris, Cindy Womack, Comic Book Journey, Comic Reflections, Craig 101, Craig WL, Dan O, Daniel R. Budnick, Debster 70, The Irredeemable Shag at Firestorm Fan, I am Grant Richter, I'm Plastic Man, Jeffrey Brown, who says Deathlock is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You all said no.
You're all agreeing, like, yes, we're all in agreement.
No.
Your opinion.
That's your opinion. Whatever.
Where was I? Jim Bow, Jim Deadman, Joel, Cal Benning, Lava Hog, Martin Gray, who says steady hands needed.
What's the context?
He's talking about the death throes. Max Romero, Mikey Flash, Punch Like a Girl, Rob Kelly Creative of Hostess Ads, Superman Movement, Digest Cast, Treasury Comics, Film and Water Podcast, and Bob Dylan. He says, it's Rob Kelly, he says, Deathlock, troubled, but hot.
Nah.
He really he's on a mission there to sell your opinion.
He also says, Mike Zeck for the win, so he's a fan of the artist. Russell Rosenkild, Ryan Daly, Sean Phillips, Stacey HD, Super Oli, Tim Price, Warlord Worlds, and Willie Yarbrough. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, even though you're wrong about Deathlock.
Yay. Opinions. We all have them. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say a penis. It doesn't have one.
It's true, though.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
Not bad.